Your phone just answered a question you hadn't finished asking. It recognized your face before you touched a button. It suggested a song that matched your exact mood. None of that felt like science fiction. It felt ordinary. But here is the strange part. The machines doing all of this have no idea what they are doing. That tension between breathtaking capability and zero understanding is the core puzzle of artificial intelligence. And it starts with a single radical question posed in 1950. Alan Turing, in his paper Computing Machinery and Intelligence, asked not whether machines can think, but whether a machine could fool a human into believing it was thinking. If it could hold a text-based conversation convincingly enough to deceive a human interrogator, Turing argued, that was a meaningful test of machine intelligence. He called it the imitation game. That one question cracked open a field. 6 years later, the field got its name. John McCarthy officially coined the term artificial intelligence for a summer research project at Dartmouth College in 1956. That workshop was a turning point. Before it, the idea of thinking machines was largely philosophical, a curiosity for mathematicians and logicians. After it, AI became a scientific discipline with funding, researchers, and ambition. The early work that emerged from that era was called symbolic AI. Think of it like this. Researchers tried to encode human knowledge directly into machines using formal logic and rules. If this, then that. They believed that intelligence was fundamentally about manipulating symbols correctly. It was a powerful idea. It was also, ultimately, not enough. Now, here is why that early approach hit a wall. Rules-based systems are brittle. The real world does not follow clean rules. Language is ambiguous. Faces change with lighting. Medical symptoms overlap. For every rule you write, reality produces an exception. Symbolic AI could beat a chess grandmaster at a constrained game, but it could not recognize a cat in a photograph. That gap between narrow, rule-governed performance and flexible general understanding is still the defining challenge of the field today. The key idea is this. Intelligence in the wild requires adaptation, not just logic, and that realization forced researchers to rethink everything, eventually leading to the data-driven, learning-based systems that power the AI you interact with right now. So what exactly is the AI in your pocket? Abduvali, this is where the science fiction version of AI and the real version split apart. Movies sell us sentient robots, machines with consciousness, desires, and self-awareness. What actually exists is something far more specific. It is called narrow AI. A narrow AI system is designed to do one thing, or a tightly related cluster of things, exceptionally well. Facial recognition, medical image diagnosis, voice transcription, spam filtering. Your smartphone's voice assistant is a remarkable piece of engineering. It processes natural language, retrieves information, and responds in real time. But ask it to do something outside its training, something genuinely novel, and it fails. It has no cross-domain awareness. It does not know it exists. That means the line between a complex algorithm and what we call AI is not about consciousness. It is about the system's ability to learn patterns from data and apply them to new inputs within its domain. Narrow AI dominates the modern landscape entirely. General AI, a machine with human-like awareness across all domains, remains theoretical. The takeaway from all of this, Abduvali, is both humbling and clarifying. AI is not magic, and it is not a mind. It is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines, pattern recognition, prediction, classification, executed at a scale and speed no human can match. Turing asked whether a machine could imitate thought convincingly. McCarthy gave the field a name and a mission. Early researchers discovered that rules alone could not capture the complexity of the world. And today, narrow AI systems have become so capable within their specific lanes that they feel to us like something more than they are. That feeling is the curiosity gap worth holding onto. Remember this, the most powerful AI systems alive today are extraordinarily good at tasks they were trained for and completely lost outside them. Understanding that boundary between simulation and genuine understanding is the foundation everything else in this course builds on.